There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about today. But, you know, many of you have asked me about alcohol and weight loss. And, you know, coming up on the weekend, you want me to talk about practical things. Okay, remember, I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to be sitting there telling you guys which alcohol to drink and which not to drink. You know, that's not really the coolest thing. But there is a very interesting article talking about the best and worst booze to drink if you want to lose weight. So I figured maybe I should fill you guys in, especially since another week or two we're coming up on fight weekend. So you guys are going to be drinking your tushies off, and then you're going to want to look all skinny, you know, for bathing suit weather. So let's go. Fox News reports here the best types of alcohol to drink if you want to lose weight. One such thing would be red wine or white wine, because it's about 100 to 120 calories per glass. Now, the glass is a 5-ounce glass, not one of those big fish bowls. And again, let me preface by saying I'm not telling you to drink. But according to research from Iowa State and Cornell, all right, actually they say people tend to overpour by 12%. White wine has less carbohydrates than red wine. Red wine is richer in antioxidants. Okay? So white wine is less calories than red wine. Red wine may be quote-unquote healthier with antioxidants, according to a 2014 study in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry. The wine's ellagic acids delay the growth of fat cells while slowing the development of new ones. I will bathe in red wine if I have to. That's pretty damn cool. Okay, then vermouth. They say here, according to Dr. George Fear, author of Lean Habits for Lifelong Weight Loss, a fortified wine with higher alcohol content and infused spices and herbs, vermouth is also a calorie saver. 1.5-ounce serving contains 64 calories, has 15 to 18% alcohol. Research from Budapest says it also has polyphenol compounds, which may promote healthy weight loss. Wait a second here. Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking? So you do shots of vermouth? Okay, please don't extrapolate this and think that that's what we're recommending here. But that's some interesting stuff. They say if you mix it into a Manhattan or a martini, however, you may be consuming far more calories and sugar. Excuse me. Yeah, see, I'm already hiccuping. Just the thought of drinking straight vermouth. The big problem is when I used to make Manhattans and martinis when I did some bartending and I waited tables while in medical school. You know, martinis back then were dry and they had olives and they were a lot less sugary and unhealthy as they are now, where you guys are having the apple teenies, where you're having these chocolate martinis, where it's almost like you're drinking chocolate milk, which is damn good, by the way. Keep in mind, martini is probably, I don't know what's the word for where you, it's a way the bars and restaurants make a lot of money, because a martini glass is a lot less alcohol than you think, than like a beer mug or another type of glass. It's a steal for us in the restaurant industry. You know, I'm not in the restaurant industry anymore, and I maybe should have with the way Obamacare is. I probably should go back to the restaurant industry, but less alcohol in the martini glass. So, you know, let's hope you really, really like your martini. Okay, straight liqueurs. Okay? They say you get the most alcohol for the fewest calories. Shots and straight booze on the rocks seem to be the way to go for that. I do remember, this isn't a doctor telling you to do this. This is what we're reading. Okay? Apparently, a shot of 86-proof whiskey contains 105 calories. All right, light beers seem to do better, 90 to 100 calories for 12 ounces, as extra light beer is 55 to 65 calories. Now, what's some of the worst type of alcohol out there for you to drink in terms of weight? Well, the sugar-packed cocktails. You know, if I'm going to go and have a cocktail, I'll get like one of those Lava Flow, Pina Colada, strawberry type thing, you know? But they say margaritas and Long Island iced tea can have more calories than a large order of McDonald's French fries. All right? And a lot of times you also get hungry. So the sugary ones, the high alcohol craft beers, they say Flying Dog Horn Dog. I didn't know that was a beer. Contains 10.2% alcohol by volume, but 314 calories per bottle. Wow. Dogfish Head, 450 calories per bottle. So, of course, you know, the beer. See, here's my thing. I don't like to drink because I get hungry when I drink, and I don't want to get hungry. You know, it kind of gives you the munchies. Okay, I don't understand that because, you know, in your college days, you drink and you walk around as skinny as can be because you're, you know, not eating dinner because you're saving all your money for, you know, ladies' night. There used to be this place called Shark's Tank, the Shark's Club. And the Shark's Club used to be ladies' night, I believe, on Tuesday nights. And I didn't really want to go and hang out with a bunch of ladies, but it was either free drinks or two-for-one drinks. So we would always go there. And then, of course, there'd be all these guys. And they're going, oh, yeah, yeah. So it was great, great music. And Shark Tank, because Jerry Tarkanian was the coach of the Running Rebels at the time. So Shark the Tark, or Tark the Shark. That's what, anyway, so Shark Tank, great place. Okay, so, however, if you do want to lose weight, please avoid the booze. Okay, booze is not, we call them empty calories. One of you asked, what the hell does empty calories mean? It means calories that are really not doing anything for you. Yeah, you may think you're getting a buzz, etc., but these are calories that are really not going into anything nutritional, nothing that your body could build on, that your body could really use. However, if wine does seem to be touted as one of the super drinks later, that may be an exception to the rule. Some of you are like, well, isn't there barley or rye in certain ale? I don't think it's the kind that makes you poop. You get gassy a lot of times with beer, but I don't think you poop more. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Alright, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to have Dr. Hazan join us. And Dr. Alberto Hazan is an ER doctor who was also a sexual assault forensic examiner. Really interesting stuff. And he has a book out called Dr. Vigilante. And really, really interesting stuff. So don't go away. We'll be talking to him at the bottom of the hour. All right. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. I'm not sure what I want to talk about first. I apologize. Because, you know, we're having Nevada Blood Donation Day. I know. You guys hear about this all the time. I know many of you don't live in Nevada. But this is really, really important stuff, okay? Okay, because a lot of you guys have questions about donating blood and what the blood is used for and what the difference is and why some people get paid for blood and some people don't, and do different ethnic groups have different blood types. So, I mean, I might as well teach you guys something, okay? Interesting, all right? American Red Cross has a lot of information. United Blood Services has a lot of information. But I learned this. Apparently, 50% of the Latino population is type O. Did you know that? So type O blood can be found in greater, you know, in greater proportion to the Latino population. So muy bien hecho. Vengo, por favor, a la Nevada Blood Donation Day. We could definitely use you because type O blood, universal donor. We could use type O blood if you got type A blood, if you got type B blood. We could use the O, all right? So we need O blood. All right. They say 51% of African Americans have type O. Amen. Come on down. We could use your blood. 45% of white Caucasians. So as certain population groups continue to increase, so does the need for type O blood. So it's critical that more Latino and African American donors give blood regularly to ensure that patient needs can be met. All right, some of you are like, well, wait a second. If more Latino population and more African Americans have type O, why do we need more? Well, it's not that they're all donated. Everybody, you know, when was the last time you donated blood? Okay? So we need as many people donating blood, and then we have enough for the rising population, as we have a rising Latino population, et cetera. See? Okay? Easy stuff. Now, some of you are like, okay, if I don't get into an accident, does this even really relate to me? All right, well, you know, that's a stupid question, okay? All right, because it relates to all of us. When we donate blood, okay, this isn't so much that we're donating it to ourselves, okay? We are donating blood for the population, right? You dig? But sometimes you need blood if you have anemia. We've talked about anemia where you have lower red blood cells. And many times we need to give you red blood cell transfusions because you don't have enough red blood cells. Why are red blood cells important? Because that's what carries oxygen to your bodies. If you have low iron, low B12, these are things that could kind of mess with your hemoglobin. Now, your hemoglobin level, we really want between 12 and 18, the level grams per deciliter. But if you start to drop below 8, when I was in medical school, it was 10. But then they realized so many of you guys walked around with 10 that we didn't want to give everybody blood transfusions who didn't need it. So now the level got dropped down to 8. So if your hemoglobin level starts to drop at 8, that's when we think you may need blood. Some people are like, well, how do I know, you know, if I'm low? I don't get a blood test every day. Okay, and you don't need to get a blood test every day. But you'll know because you could be dizzy, you could be tired, sometimes you're short of breath, okay? A lot of you think that I need a transfusion because my skin is so pale. I don't. I'm not anemic. I'm just really, really, really light skinned. All right, and sometimes with surgery, you're having surgery, everything seems to go well, and then all of a sudden the surgeon goes, oops, got a little bit of a nick somewhere, and you're bleeding from that nick, and you're bleeding from the nick. All right, so things like that could happen. So, you know, whenever you have surgery, a lot of times they type and cross match and know what type of blood to have ready for you and what you need, because if for some reason you have a little bit more of a bleed in a surgery, they can give you blood. All right? So we have different types of parts to the blood. Okay? So we talked about the red blood cells. Now, some of you confuse plasma and blood. People are like, okay, we need plasma. Well, plasma is the clear, pale, liquid part of the blood. You know when you see blood spin? Have you guys ever seen a centrifuge spin the blood and the red blood cells go to one side because they're heavy and then the plasma's on top because, and that's kind of the yellow liquid part. This has a lot of proteins and clotting factors and it is so important. Plasma is very, very important because it also has your antibodies to help fight infection. Your plasma carries the red blood cells, which is a very, very important job, but it has job of its own. Okay, remember, the body is very efficient. And so in addition to carrying red blood cells, the plasma has stuff to do too. Everybody's got to work. Okay, no free ride in the blood system. And so plasma, we separate from the blood cells and we could keep it, we could actually freeze it and it's good for up to a year. Then it gets thawed and we call it fresh frozen plasma. You know where you guys eat fish? And sometimes it's fresh fish, but you're like, wait, is it really fresh fish or is it fresh frozen fish? Like, well, it's fresh frozen fish. It was frozen. It was thawed, but still fresh. And it was frozen fresh. So fresh frozen fish. Yeah. See? All right. Same thing. Fresh frozen plasma. Now, plasma can be donated by this process called apheresis, or sometimes we do plasmapheresis, so you're kind of hooked up to a machine if you're the donor. It removes the blood, separates the plasma, puts it in a special container, but gives you back your red blood cells. So for some of you who want to donate, so you're like, well, you know, I don't know, I think I want my red blood cells, can you just take the plasma? There's a way for them to do it. All right? And so they'll use fresh frozen plasma. Let's say you go into DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation, where basically all the clotting factors start getting used up. You start making all these little mini microclots. Could be very, very serious stuff going into DIC. We will give you plasma so you have the clotting factors. Now, also you have platelets. Platelets are another part, important part of the clotting process. So these platelets also help prevent bleeding. So some of you guys may, let's say you're going through some treatments that could affect your bone marrow and you don't make platelets. Okay, you could have low platelets. All right, platelets are in the plasma also. All right, and you could also separate them. Now, one unit of blood has only a small volume of platelets. So usually if we want to get a bag of platelets, and it's so cute. Have you ever seen a little bag of platelets? I was in a medical student at the time, and I'm like, okay, I know what the blood looks like, but what is it? And I'm like, oh, they're so cute. The platelet bag is just a cute little baby bag. Okay, apparently you need, it's really cute. Apparently you need a lot of, you have to use multiple, I think you need to use like 8 different units of blood to comprise a unit of platelets. So, with that, we won't make you donate 8. We'll just, you know, derive platelets from, a bunch of different units. Now, the platelets are not blood typed like red blood cells. So usually patients could get platelets from any qualified donor. All right, and then you collect that by apheresis, etc. Then you got the cryoprecipitate. Okay, cryoprecipitate is a small fraction of the plasma that will precipitate out when the plasma is frozen and then thawed in the refrigerator. This is so cool. It's kind of like the little gosh, you know, like when you skim the fat off your soup or whatever. Okay. Anyway, it has a bunch of clotting factors, but very, very concentrated. This is a very, very juicy piece to your blood. You need about eight to ten units of cryoprecipitate from different donors to be pulled together, and we use this for people with hemophilia, etc. All right, so if you want to donate blood, you got to be at least 17 years old. You got to weigh at least 110 pounds. This is why I haven't donated blood as often as I've wanted to, because my driver's license says I weigh 105. So I go up there, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to donate blood. They go, good, 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 let me see your ID. So I just hand them, you know, I'm not thinking about, you know, what the weight says. They go, oh, you can't donate blood. I'm like, what? Why not? They go, well, it says here you're only 105 pounds. Now, I'm usually with some friends, and I'm not going to sit there and say I lied. So I'm like, yeah, you're right, I only weigh 105. Well, I'm sorry. My friends who are skinnier than me look at my big butt going, really, Dahlia, really? All right, tattoos. I have a Bilbo Baggins tattoo on one of my breasts. You can donate blood if you have tattoos. No, don't worry, no. I have Aragorn, though, but my husband doesn't know about that. Tattoos must be at least 1 full year since applied or touched up. If you're taking antibiotics, you know, some of us might have gotten a rip-roaring case of the clap and are on some penicillin for that. No, you cannot be on antibiotics the day of the blood drive. Okay, because antibiotics could still be in your system and, you know. All right, so usually you will get pre-screened. They'll screen for vital signs. They'll screen for hemoglobin, et cetera. And then you have a health history questionnaire and blood pressure. We want your blood pressure good. If you have high blood pressure, you can still donate, all right? And then certain people with cancer, you cannot donate, like leukemia, et cetera. But if you had, like, a, you know, bad pap smear, you could still, you know, abnormal pap smear, you could still donate blood. All right, guys, go to drdahlia.com for information on Nevada Blood Donation Day. If you're in Nevada at the time, would love to have you. Don't go away. Dr. Alberto Hazan joins us. 1-877-DrDahlia. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, many of you have asked me to have a better doctor than me on the show, and y'all can kiss my glute for that one. But you ask and you shall receive. And I have Dr. Alberto Hazan joining us. He has a very, very interesting and he went to Harvard University. He went to Stony Brook Medical School. The more I read this, I don't know if I should have Dr. Hazan on because he is way more qualified than I am. Hi, Dr. Hazan. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. And guys, Dr. Hazan has also written this medical thriller, Dr. Vigilante. But, I mean, just I want to go back a little bit with what you've done. You've also been a sexual assault forensic examiner. Tell us a little bit about your past and what you've done, because it's fascinating.
Sure. So I first became interested in becoming a sexual assault forensic examiner when I was in residency. I did my emergency medicine residency in New York City at St. Luke's Roosevelt. And, you know, as ER physicians, we're exposed to so much of this. We treat so many survivors of sexual assault, domestic violence, child abuse. And, you know, at the time, I wanted to do more. I wanted to really learn how to adequately care for these patients, for these survivors. I wanted to be able to take a better history and to learn how to do a proper physical exam, including a rape kit whenever it was warranted. And most importantly, I wanted to familiarize myself with the kinds of resources these survivors could utilize because, you know, it's depressing, it's disgusting, it's disheartening how rampant and with what frequency these atrocious acts are being committed in our society. I mean, it's really an epidemic of unfathomable proportions. And I wanted to, you know, raise awareness and you know, learn a little bit more. So I don't know, you know, if can I go over the statistics here for your listeners?
Oh, my God. No, yeah, would love to. We talk about sexual assault and abuse a lot on the show. I'd love to hear what you see as an ER doc.
Yeah.
You currently practice in Las Vegas, but we're talking about what you saw in New York at the time. Yeah.
Right, in Europe, but, you know, the statistics really are universal, really. I mean, let's just talk about the U.S. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of domestic violence, a woman is assaulted every 9 seconds in the United States. And, you know, around the world, one out of every three women is either beaten and or raped during her lifetime. And so, you know, I don't know if many of your listeners know, but domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women. It's more than car accidents and muggings or any other source of trauma combined. And, you know, in the U.S., each day more than three women are murdered by either their husbands or their significant others. You know, in terms of rape, every 2 minutes someone in the U.S. is sexually assaulted, and more than half of sexual crimes are never reported to the police. And the scariest thing, which I learned as part of being a safe examiner, is that 97% of rapists will never spend a day in jail. And
that frightening?
You know, disgusting, disheartening. Yeah, and that's, you know, those are the kind of things that I learned about, and that's why really that was basically why I decided to write, you know, the medical thriller that you alluded to, Dr. Vigilante, because you know, the book, the medical thriller, Dr. Vigilante, is about an ER doctor who works in the emergency department during the day, and then at night he goes after a psychopath who wronged his patients, the wife beaters, the rapists, the child molesters. So, for example, let's say he treats a woman who's been raped, he'll gather information, and then he'll evaluate the patient, and he'll go after the person who raped her and then torture and put him out of commission. And it's this kind of stuff that made me want to write the book, just kind of learning about it from my personal experience in the ER.
That could be a good TV show. I mean, you know, think about it. I love, if you guys are looking at the book, Dr. Vigilante, and I'll tell you guys where to get it, you see, like, the hemostat, I don't know, maybe an Adson's forceps, you see the scalpel, and then you see a gun. And it's great imagery. And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I did emergency room medicine while I was finishing my residency and waiting for my family practice to open. So I did ER for about a year. And I hated the fact that I would see stuff happen. And like, for example, I would have a couple in the room and, you know, I didn't have enough evidence, you know, for it to be abuse and they weren't there for abuse, but you just had, you know, gosh, the hair on the back of my neck was just, you know, crawling. And I'm like, you know, I want to follow them home. I want to know what's going on, you know, and
right.
Couldn't,
exactly.
You know, and this kind of allows me to live vicariously through this character. It's a brilliant book.
Well, thank you. And you know, I'll tell you this. The reason why I wrote the book was actually, you just, you know, basically alluded to it. I actually saw a patient similar to what you're describing, my first month moving to Las Vegas. It happened about 6 or 7 years ago. It was the first month I was working in one of the ERs in Las Vegas. I saw this 30-something-year-old woman who presented with facial trauma after a fall. So according to her, she tripped, she fell, she landed on her face. And she was in the ER solely to get x-rays and just to check that she hadn't broken any bones, and that's it. But, you know, as soon as I examined her, I knew she wasn't telling the truth. You know, like, the bruises were on one side of her face, her hands didn't have any scrapes or injuries, and just her affect told me that there was definitely something going on. And so, you know, when I confronted her, you know, first she denied it, and then finally after a while, she admitted to it, but she refused to have a menstrual cult. She was afraid for her life, you know, and, you know, as we're talking, you know, and I'm trying to convince her to get the police involved, in walks her husband.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, this guy's huge, you know, with a ring-studded slugging hand. He, you know, he spoke to her in private, and then the two of them marched out of the ER. But before he left, he turns around and gives me this smug look and smiles.
Oh,
and you can imagine,
man.
I was so livid. I felt so helpless. I was so incredibly sad for this woman. But above all, I was so angry because, you know, I couldn't get this guy's smiling face out of my head for the rest of the day. And so that night I went home wishing that, you know, kind of like what you said, I wish I could be a superhero and go after this guy, find him and hurt him and put him out of commission and save this woman. But, you know, instead of doing something, you know, incredibly rash, I took out my computer, I wrote. And that's, you know, first it was a couple pages, then it turned into a chapter, then a manuscript, and that was Dr. Vigilante was the end result. So that's
those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Alberto Hazan. Dr. Alberto Hazan is on the line with us, author of Dr. Vigilante. You know, one thing I've reviewed with my listeners, Dr. Hazan, is I get asked a lot, you know, my child falls or my wife does fall. What do I have to do so I don't get falsely accused of causing those bruises? So I've kind of reviewed with them how we could tell by the types of bruising and the types of things. But anything you could add to, so people aren't afraid that if there is an injury, what I see is a lot of parents don't want to bring their children in because they will be accused of being abusive. And that's abuse in and of itself, not getting the child treated for a fall that they didn't cause.
Well, yeah, and, you know, listen, that's a really good point, and I don't want the listeners to think that we're always out to get the parents for bringing in. I mean, I'm a pediatric ER doctor, too. I see this all the time. You know, the sad truth is that, you know, child abuse is rampant. I mean, five children a day, every day, die as a result of child abuse in the U.S., and half of those fatalities are not reported as child abuse. You know, and 90% of child abuse victims, you know they're perpetrated in some way, and 70% of family members. And so it is rampant, and as physicians, we have to be on the lookout because it occurs with a lot of frequency, and we often miss it. But, you know, I have to tell you that it's rare for us to accuse someone wrongfully, you know.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And the law actually protects us.
Exactly.
You know,
Dr. Hazan, we're coming up on a quick break. Do you mind staying on and just for a couple minutes? We're on a quick break. Stay on hold, okay? All right, thanks.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are on the line with Dr. Alberto Hazan, an emergency room doctor in Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as world-renowned author of Dr. Vigilante. And also you wrote The League of Freaks. That, I haven't read that yet. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so The League of Freaks is a preteen urban fantasy series. It's a coming-of-age story about a 15-year-old Indian girl with secret powers. She has four other friends also with secret powers, and together they go hunting for a mysterious secret key. Now, the caveat is that their powers are based on what makes each of them different and unique. Specifically, the base of their power comes from like whatever the bullies at their school makes fun of them about. So, for example, one of the freaks is Dave Jackson, who's incessantly teased for having big ears. So his big ears allow him to hear things from miles away. He can grow them bigger and use them to glide around and fly. There's another character, Eleanor Martinez, who has Marfan syndrome. So I don't know, you know, how many of your listeners know, but Marfan syndrome is a connective tissue disorder where kids afflicted with this condition grow these abnormally long fingers and arms and legs. So Eleanor can actually grow them even longer and become sort of a modern-day plastic woman and reach out for things that are hundreds of feet away. So it's a fun series. It's doing pretty well.
It's cool. It's cool. No, you know, I love that you're a doctor and that you also have the mind to be able to, you know, think like this and have that much creativity. You know, we doctors are always criticized for being boring and stick up the butts and, you know, we're pretty cool. Speaking of cool, you practiced in Morocco, Nepal, Mexico, Nicaragua, Haiti. Tell us about that. What did you do?
Sure. So over the last 15 years, I volunteered in hospitals and clinics all over the world. So, you know, like you alluded to, Morocco was actually my first experience when right after college, I volunteered at a pediatric ER there. Nepal, I was in the Himalayas, Mexico working in Monterrey, Mexico at one of the teaching hospitals. Haiti working at an orphanage doing physical exam for kids in the orphanage. And then Nicaragua is the latest one. So recently I joined GivingMore.org. It's a nonprofit group providing free medical kits to impoverished communities in Latin America. So we travel at least once or twice a year. And recently it's been to Las Salinas, a small village in southern Nicaragua. And there we provide free medical care, we provide education, we also provide some of the local clinics with much-needed supplies. So, yes, it's been a great experience. It combines two of my passions, medicine and travel.
Oh, man, that's awesome. I know, jealous. So while I have you, I'd love to ask you from an ER standpoint. You know, I was watching the Ebola crisis, you know, obviously pretty closely and what happened with West Africa and doctors going out there. And, I mean, you volunteering in other countries that, you know, were, you know, afflicted with diseases that you wouldn't be exposed to in the United States. You know, how do you feel about the quarantine that they would make doctors do when they came back? I was kind of questioning how I would take it if I would want to be quarantined, you know, for the 21 days, you know, or I don't know. How did you, what was your take on that?
Well, you know, listen, we knew very little about Ebola. And so, you know, you got to basically figure that, you know, there are potential risks to other people. I mean, it turns out that we definitely overreacted. But, you know, the saddest thing is that, you know, these volunteers risk their lives to go out and treat people with this serious disease and then, you know, to come back and be placed, quarantined, and be, you know, treated the way they did is pretty sad. But,
right.
You know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, we kind of didn't know the magnitude of what was going to happen.
Yeah. You know, what kind of, obviously you being able to practice in other countries, you know, what kind of stuff did you see there that we would never see in America?
Well, I mean, so I'll talk to you about my recent experience in Ebola. I mean, sorry, in Ebola, in Nicaragua. I was there in November. And one thing that I did see that, you know, I've never seen here in the United States is chikungunya, which is
sounds delicious.
You know, which is a viral infection.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of it.
I thought it was a dish. I'm sorry, I'm hungry. Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's actually it's an infection transmitted by the same by the same insect as dengue, and it causes similar symptoms like severe pain, you know, muscle aches, fatigue, malaise, vomiting. I actually treated a woman with it. It's not, you know, person-to-person transmission. And, you know, coming back and kind of reading up on it, you know, I realized that it's actually, you know, increasing you know, there's been cases in Florida. There's been cases in other parts in the United States. There's definitely cases all over the Caribbean. And so that's, you know, that's the beauty of going to different places, learning about different diseases, et cetera. But that's probably my latest experience of that.
No, that's great. You know, I got to tell you, just practicing in Vegas, boy, we see stuff. I mean, things like I had a woman with a poker chip stuck in one of the orifices that wasn't supposed to. And that's just something you really wouldn't see in Wichita, Kansas. So, Dr. Hazan, where can people find you? And where can they get your book?
Sure, yes. Yeah. So you guys can go to my author site at Amazon, and that will list a little summary of my author profile as well as the books that are currently out. There's 4 books on the League of Freaks, the Preteen Urban Fantasy Series, and Dr. Vigilante, of course. And then, you know, recently I'm also writing medical-related articles for various websites, so you guys can check me out on KevinMD.com. The doctorblog.com, or Academic Life in Emergency Medicine.
Thank you. Dr. Hazan, it's been an honor. We'll definitely have you back. I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
No problem. All right, you take care. All right, guys, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIC. We doctors can be cool. You know, I found out that the cooler I look, if I want to make myself look cool, I got to hang out with cooler people. And this Dr. Vigilante book is awesome. You guys got to check that out. All right, we got a lot to talk about as we're coming into the next hour. Apparently, impotence drugs are starting to find a lot more criticism by people who are finding that they're just not working the way they want to. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Everybody Loves Raymond child actor Sawyer Sweeten has sadly committed suicide at the tragic age of only 19 years old. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how it looks like we are seeing a huge lawsuit against tanning salon chains, as New York's attorney general has filed suit against 2 tanning salons, accusing them of downplaying health risks while playing up the allure of bronze skin. Then we have Minnesota governor declaring state of emergency over bird flu outbreak. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to hit as much medical news as possible. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIC. Also in the news, apparently FDA has slammed a supplement company over an untested ingredient. Train Naked Labs, LLC, and 3 other nutrition supplement companies, as well as high-tech pharmaceuticals, were being hit by the FDA with warning letters this week, accusing them of mislabeling a stimulant as a dietary ingredient in FDA supplements. The FDA told the companies that a compound called beta-methylphenylethamine, or BMPA, is an amphetamine-like substance that has never been tested for safety in humans, and unfortunately it's in part of their dietary ingredient for weight loss and energy. We got to be careful what's in the stuff that we're taking over the counter. There may be some supplements in there that we don't know about, and we don't know what their effects are. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Oh, Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.